Right, so you're here for obvious reasons in the state. Now, I heard one of you say that this was your first time meeting some family up here?
Yes. It's all, yeah, we did not really have family living in Wisconsin.
Okay, are they like distant cousins?
They're cousins.
Okay.
But we knew they were good. I knew that, but I didn't know how.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, we knew there was cousins, several of them, but we had never met them.
Okay. You're getting a tour of Fort McCoy today and see a little bit of the history here. How do you feel about being able to stop here and see this today?
Makes me feel glad that I'm American. Makes me feel glad I'm American, and it makes me realize that freedom is not free.
And I don't know if he was here or not. It's a chance he might have been, because they met in La Crosse too, didn't they? Did I hear right? They were.
He was raised in La Crosse, as far as we know.
So that means he probably spent some time, his service time, coming to Camp McCoy for something. I'm guessing he had to, because there was so much back and forth back then. So I don't know, have you been to any of the other buildings yet? Oh, well, you'll get to see some World War II era stuff if you go into those other buildings.
Okay.
How do you feel about just being part of the, coming to this funeral and being a part of it?
I feel very honored and very, we're just blessed that so many people worked on this for so long to get it to come together.
And he's finally home. That's the good part.
When we were driving from the airport from St. Paul, and we were being escorted in, one of the most emotional parts of it was when we got to La Crosse and I seen the sign that said La Crosse, and it hit me. After 79 years, he was brought back home again.
Yeah. That's significant. I'll be out there with you guys tomorrow. I'm sure it'll really hit you tomorrow. But anything else you want to add about just being here today?
Well, we're happy that his, you know, name's going to be on that uniform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he's from, you know, or maybe some of the family members can visit here and actually
see that. This place is going to be here for a while, so
yeah.
I think it's good to have his mark on the History Center here as well.
And to leave him as close to home as we could.
Yeah, and we'll have a story to put right next to it, so that's even better.
We didn't really want to bury the uniform with him because it wasn't his actual uniform to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you know, some of the other families.
No, I totally understand that. That's a good decision.
I made that.
All right, well, that's all I needed.
Thank you.
Shall we go with any other?